Hey everyone, welcome to The Boundless Show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson. Later on, our inbox question will be answered by Candace Waters. The question is, what if I'm dating one guy but am attracted to another? And here we are for our roundtable. I'm going to be tossing the reins over to a group of guys who are going to talk about, in the dating pool, how do you navigate the issue of leagues? This is a very controversial topic, so it'll be fun to see how the guys handle it. So here we go.
Well, hey there, Boundless. We're back. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas. And we are back in studio. A couple weeks ago, we taped a show on how guys can get dating relationships started. And if you didn't listen to that, go back and listen to that. And we decided to come back in the studio and talk about this idea. One of the things that can make dating relationships frustrating is this idea of leagues, that there are leagues of people, and that when we go into dating relationships, that there's sometimes it feels like one person may be out of the other person's league, or that they kind of don't match up. And I think in our culture, there's kind of been a lot of talk about this idea of how do you know kind of where you rate and what type, like whether she's in your league or not. And so we brought Anthony, Rajiv, and Brandon back into the studio to kind of address this idea. And so I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, do you think that there are leagues, or do you think that this is kind of just something that we've made up and imposed on the dating scenario? Or are there really leagues?
I think without implying a value statement on leagues or not, it's a simple reality that there are leagues, right? I mean, you are more likely to end up with someone of a similar intelligence level, of a similar attractiveness level, economics, whatever else. There are definitely outliers to that, but I think being aware of the reality of leagues, so to speak, is just an important part of being aware of reality.
Mm-hmm. I think there definitely are kind of varying levels of kind of what Anthony was saying, intelligence or education or attractiveness. I think it's easy to get caught up in the superficiality of especially attractiveness for guys. So there's this girl, like, OMG, she's amazing, and, you know, I just want to get to know her, but, you know, you don't really mean that when you say that. So it's like, how can you really just be honorable to other women in your sphere? And I think without playing into the superficiality, just take a moment and say, okay, Lord, am I overstepping a bound? You know, should I not be thinking about this girl or that girl in a particular way? And so kind of taking the thought captive, because it's easy for that to play in. And also insecurity. Mm-hmm. So it plays to our insecurity. That girl's so hot, I'm never going to get her. Or, you know, I'm going to ask her and expect to get rejected. You know, those types of things. And that's just not healthy for a guy to put himself through that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, our culture definitely puts a lot of emphasis on beauty. On, like, every time I see a commercial or an ad, it's always attractive people with other attractive people. And, you know, I think just in that regard, leagues are basically formed out of that, that attractive people need to date attractive people, that if you're not attractive, you're basically going to play to your attractiveness level. Like Anthony was saying, that you're gonna be with someone that's either of equal attractiveness or possibly less, but being more attractive, that generally is not going to happen. I think you tend to, in your own mind, especially guys, come up with your ideal kind of person, what they look like, how, you know, how attractive they are, and that's what you're going to strive for.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, I think, plays into that.
And it seems like it's different with guys and girls. Mm-hmm. So as a guy, you know, we tend to be drawn first to physical beauty, you know, and that's not the only thing we look at, but you know, we're always have to want to look at the character that she has and kind of her heart and mind and all those other things as well. But yeah, as guys, we know that some of the first things that we notice is that physical attractiveness. But for women, I think when they look at us, that probably for most women isn't the first thing they notice. You know, I mean, they might notice that if you're a handsome guy, but they will look at things like income potential, or will he be a good father? You know, does he love his family? Does he love his mom? And those are good questions.
Is he an angry person?
Sure.
Anger is a big one.
Anger issue.
Guys
Or does he have like a prone to addiction? Like, you know, I mean, those types of things can be things that women want to know, you know, right away. And so, but I think a lot of times guys will kind of impose that on themselves and think, So because you will see in culture, you do see a lot of relationships where it's like, you know, how did that guy, you know, end up with her? You know, I mean, you kind of see these situations, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that as a guy, like as you're looking to date, how do you kind of manage this? Like, so we've kind of identified, yeah, there's probably some level of leagues out there where, you know, leagues of people, but how does a guy kind of navigate those waters? Should he, you know, if he finds a girl that he thinks is way out of his league, should he still, you know, try to win her heart, or, you know, should he just, you know, be more, you know, kind of keep it, you know, kind of at, you know, kind of more his level?
I'll speak to one aspect of that. We talked earlier out of studio about how it's more common for a guy to end up with a woman who's way more out of his league than a woman to end up with a guy, you know, vice versa. Mm-hmm. And that basically, that's because, I guess, maybe men are more shallow. And at least on that particular
snap.
Topic. Snap.
I prefer more visual.
More visual, yeah. So something I've seen that is basically you have a guy who just isn't super attractive, isn't super all of these things that would make him maybe of a higher league, so to speak. But because of like media, because of maybe porn problems or just fantasy, essentially, he's established in his mind that the only woman worth pursuing are these like model level beauties. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think that's a problem. I think we've seen that in some letters that we've gotten before. I've seen it in people I've known. So I think it's super important to kind of like ask God to kind of purify your own perception of what beauty is. Mm-hmm. Purify mm-hmm. Your eyes, your mind, and basically protect yourself from lies the world tells you. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many great women out there, beautiful, smart, etc., who are just neglected, are not paid attention to because they don't fit these certain cookie cutter molds. So I think guys need to let go of only pursuing the women of a certain league, so to speak, and be more realistic about who they are and what a great woman for them might look like or be like.
Yeah, I think, and that's a great point. I think porn does that to guys. It moves you from most women are beautiful to a few women are beautiful, mm-hmm. you know, and it kind of just mm-hmm. whittles that, it just changes your mind in that way. And I think that's, you know, to the guy struggling with porn, that's a great reason to get help and get out of it.
But it's not just porn. It could just be like TV and movies or whatever.
Yeah,
like
the over-sexualization of our culture just totally feeds that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's why we want to fight for purity. And to think that way, like I want to fight for purity now so that in 10 years my wife is beautiful to me, you know? Mm-hmm. Because if you're out of control in that, that will be one of the consequences.
Exactly, and beauty has a shelf life.
Yeah.
We all know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, 10 years down the road, who you married and you thought was beautiful that you married just because of looks mm-hmm. may not be that beautiful anymore.
Totally,
and
man. Yeah.
Now you're stuck with not so great looks and a possible personality that's just awful.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
somewhere in scripture it says, you know, charm is deceptive, beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that we totally read that and just pass it over and don't actually like let it transform our hearts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's, that's Proverbs 31. And I think that's the thing you always want. That's why I think you always want to be thinking about her character mm-hmm. and even just, you know, things that you notice about her character. And it's okay to be attracted to her. It's okay to, you know, to find a beautiful woman. But if she has physical beauty, but her character's lacking, that's what Proverbs is warning against. Like that is so dangerous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's where we want to make sure we're not saying that, you know, beauty is bad.
Oh yeah.
But totally. even to women listening, you know, that's our recommendation is don't just focus mm-hmm. on, you know, attracting him physically, but mm-hmm. eventually you're going to want him to love what he sees in your heart. And I think a lot of times the way, you know, I talk to Jen about that, it comes down to our friendship, you know, like she's my friend. Like I see her as a friend first, and it's not that my attraction that's carrying us, because I think in our culture, you know, you kind of look at the way, you know, the world does relationships. I think there are a lot of people that make it all the way to marriage based just on, you know, attraction, physical attraction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why it falls apart. It's like, you're not even friends. You're just drawn to each other the way animals are drawn to each other. And so it's kind of cultivating that in that relationship and not letting, you know, that attraction get in the way.
I think we should also speak to the other side of this equation. You mentioned earlier the guy who is intimidated because he thinks a woman's way out of his league and therefore doesn't go for it. And on the other side, you see, I think possibly one like not negative reason that you see like a lot of really attractive women with you know sort of less attractive guys or whatever is that like you hear over and over that like for a woman who's very beautiful, she often will like not date very much because guys are intimidated and mm-hmm. won't go for it and so mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. And so actually, like it can be the guy who's simply just confident and, yeah. and sees her for her and goes for it who ends up with it, right? So
yeah.
on the other hand, a guy shouldn't so sort of diminish himself in terms of what league he thinks he's in that he misses out on mm-hmm. on that person as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think and there's a I think that's we have to kind of manage both, right?
Definitely.
And as we're assessing, you know, people and thinking about those things, it's just and I think and all of this we just want to be prayerful about mm-hmm. and just say, Lord, are you leading this? I like to think about relationships in terms of is the Lord kind of leading? Is he encouraging this? You know, the Puritans, when they talked about relationships coming together, they believed that it was kind of that matches were made in heaven, that God could bring two people together. Mm. And I know that sometimes that can be sticky for us theologically, like, oh, well, don't I have a choice or whatever? But I think it's good to recognize that at whatever you are theologically, that woman has a heavenly father, you know, like God, it sees her as a daughter. And so we are coming to God saying, you know, this is your daughter, and am I a good thing for her? Like, would me being in a relationship with her be something that helps her? A lot of times we come to relationships selfishly, thinking, you know, is this what I want? Is she what I need? And I think it's the mature leader that says, would I be good for her? Like, can I lead her, and can we complement each other and think about, you know, kind of how the relationship would work both ways?
I think another thing when we're talking about leagues is maybe this kind of manly desire to just get the date, you know, yeah. like that kind of it's really mean spirited, you know, like you know if you're around the type of group of guys, it's just like, dude, I bet you can't, you know, go out with that girl, you know, I bet she'll say no to you, and no. I bet she won't give you her number and those types of things. So, and understanding how you know, how hurtful that can be, because I mean, I've been in those scenarios where it's playing to this like insecurity of, well, yeah, I can do it, and this overcompensation for kind of what you're talking about of caring for this girl, you know, whoever she might be, and so, you know, I really just like to get to know you. Instead, mm-hmm. it turns into a bet, and just because she's this, you know, this really hot girl, and so then that further deepens, you know, kind of her own hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I've been in that situation with, not me personally, you know, for quite a few years, but you get in those environments and it can be very destructive. So,
I think another way that this kind of can play out is online. Mm-hmm. You know, for people that are looking to date online, it's really easy to, and this is kind of one of my critiques of online dating, and I know a lot of people meet their spouses on there, but just it can turn into shopping where it's, you're just kind of, you know, and it comes down to leagues, you know, is she in my league, isn't she, and closing people without really getting to know them and that kind of thing. And I think, you know, that's just a way we have to guard our hearts is to, I think men always have to push themselves to look kind of underneath the surface and say, you know, kind of what's in her heart. And, you know, and is that something that attracts me? And I think online dating, you can see that, but sometimes at first it's, wow, like you have great profile pics or, you know, or whatever. I don't know. I'm not speaking from experience, of course, but, you know, just,
you're just, you know, asking for a friend.
I heard somebody once say something like that, but I think that's something where, you know, we have to, even if you're not dating online, mm-hmm. but Facebook can play into that.
Yeah, it's true. And you only put the good pictures up, you know, very rarely do you have someone that
rolled out of bed
without like any makeup on or, you know, just wearing that like wrinkled tank top. Like, yeah, you just, it's the best of everyone. I think we all acknowledge that you have to be attracted to someone at that certain level. And I think physical beauty does play into that. I think where the leagues and where it gets hard for guys is that when you use that as the baseline mm-hmm. for whether you want a woman or not, you know, I'd be lying if I said, you know, I only went after that woman because of her personality. You know, there has to be some level of attraction. I get that. And it's just, it's when you get this idealized version in your mind that you get from the internet or from a magazine of that's what you want. Then you start, I think, kind of, you put everyone up against that ideal that you have in your head. And that's where you start either thinking, okay, she's out of my league because she doesn't match up, or it's someone that you are going to go after because, oh, well, there's that girl, but she's not attractive, but she could have a great, you know, her personality, her heart is, you know, very godly and where you would want to be, but she just doesn't look quite kind of what your desire would be. So there is that balance. I understand that. I don't want to convey to listeners that it's, you know, that attractiveness doesn't have anything to do with it and that you should just find that person. I think God does in some situations. He brings people together and he goes beyond looks and all that stuff. But I think there is some part of you that is always going to be looking, you know, does that person catch my eye, I guess, you know.
And I think the other side of that coin I've had a couple friends over the years, and they just use the attractiveness just as kind of like an excuse. Mm. Oh, you know, she's not really hot, so I'm just going to be passive and not really, she's really cool, you know, I'm good friends with her, but I'm just going to use that to just kind of be passive and not really take any initiative just because it doesn't fulfill my own sense of what I think is pretty or hot or whatever. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, attractiveness does play into it, but understanding that I've seen guys use that as a, she's just not the ideal. She's not blonde or she doesn't have low lights. I don't know. But
yeah,
using those things to kind of escalate the superficiality and that to really give themselves an out, you know, which is just,
Like really having unfair. A type where you're very specific. Like, oh, here's hair color I'm looking for. Here's the eye color I'm looking for, like body shape, all these type of things. It's like, and I just think that's crazy, you know. And there was one time, you know, somebody I was dating asked me that, like, what's your type? And I didn't have an answer. I was like, I don't know. You know, I haven't really thought of that.
I like what you were saying earlier about seeing any woman as God's daughter. And I think that kind of, for me, sort of a way to wrap up talking about leagues, essentially, is that is always based off of this kind of worldly economy, in that the more that we align our hearts with the Father's, the more that He can, like, purify our desires and give us eyes to see women the way that He does. Because ultimately, like, it's the difference between seeing someone from, like, the world's perspective and objectifying them and seeing someone as, like, created in God's image and just being in relationship with Him enough to make choices that come from the heart of Christ and not the flesh.
That's really good. And I think, that a good application of this conversation is, like, think of those qualities that the Bible has for women and make a list of those and start looking at those things first. Does she have a gentle and quiet spirit? Is she a servant? Does she, you know, would she be a good companion? Would she be a good mother? Like, those are the questions that we should be asking more than, you know, am I attracted to her physically? Totally. So thanks, guys. Thanks for being here.
Sure. Thanks.